Okay, hello everybody. Hi, my name is Jesse Brizendine, and welcome to A Handful of Hope. We just came up with that name right before this, and we hope you like it. I have today Alicia, and Alicia is a sister, daughter, mother, and friend. She enjoys helping other people navigate their way through the messy and surprising and gorgeous life. Alicia, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thank you, Jesse. It's so good to see you. What a treat.
Yeah, and full disclosure for everybody, when I put this up on Facebook, so many people responded, Alicia is the very first interview, and we say that as a disclaimer. So if we totally massacre this thing, you give us grace, and we say that as a invitation. If we do really well, you send us lots of high fives and adulations.
All the high fives.
Yeah. So I thought what we do with some of these interviews is, because I think that, you know, one of the things, and you may have observed this too, Alicia, is that people are going into this, many people all around the world are going into places where it's voluntarily self-isolation or mandatory, almost quarantine. You know, cities are shutting down, counties, states are cutting down, countries are closing off borders. And it's going to give us all a lot of time to be within our own four walls. And I think that it might be a great time for people to read books, watch movies, listen to podcasts. So I have three rapid fire questions for you that I'm going to ask, and just try not to think of it. Whatever comes up, go with it. So number one podcast you recommend for people to listen to.
Okay, so I'm going to cheat. I have two. A friend of mine just introduced me to a fantastic podcast called The Hidden Brain, and it's just all over the place about how our minds work. I just listened to an episode, Red State, Blue State, and it was actually talking about the biology of liberal versus conservative minds and how it might be ingrained in you from quite literally your genetics and where you're born. Amazing. And then a good friend of mine actually has a podcast called I'm Kind of a Big Deal. My friend is a little person who was born with a dwarfism, and he's giving you this really interesting insight into what the world looks like from 4 feet, 4 inches tall, and kind of what that's been like. It's a really fun lesson. It's really informative.
Absolutely incredible. Most recommended book you'd recommend everybody read while they're locked away.
Well, we're all trapped. Yeah. Any book at all by Brian Andreas. Brian Andreas is an author / illustrator. He works with his partner, Fia, and they just make these gorgeously weird little kind of human-like critters. And then there are these tiny little poem-type things that go with them. And you can open any book at any page and just plop into one of these tiny little stories. If you're not smiling by like a half of a page in, I would be shocked. It's so joyous. It's so good.
That's awesome. And last movie or documentary everybody has to watch while they have this time to watch it.
So we've been watching in my house a lot of National Geographic documentaries, so I can't speak highly enough of those. But last night I found out that my 8 and 6 year old sons really like the classic movie, Look Who's Talking. It's amazing. It's from, I think, the 80s or the 90s, and my kids were like eating it up. There's a baby who like talks through the movie, but no one can hear him. And yeah, there was a lot of laughing in my living room. So go with something silly right now. Like, this is not the time to watch a documentary about global warming. Like, go with something silly. Let your heart be light. It's okay to just go with the puffy stuff right now. I think the actual world is very heavy. Our inside world can be very light right now.
I love that. I think that's a perfect segue into the meat and potatoes of our conversation today. I was first introduced to Alicia by a mutual friend, and she was talking about this wonderful friend she has, Alicia, who makes these rocks. And on these rocks, she puts these little sayings and leaves them around and gives them to people. And she's such a joyful and joyous person. And then the time I've been blessed to know Alicia, she's proven to be every bit that. And I think she's a perfect person to speak on really how we can show up and bring more joy to our life today, which leads to the first question, you know, why is joy so important? Not just normally, but especially now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we all get very busy. I think that we, and myself included, I'm not saying you people out there, I mean this person in this chair too, we get so busy with the business of life. You know, we're doing, we're accomplishing, we're going to work, we're raising our kids, we're keeping our house clean or as clean as it's going to get. And it's kind of this never-ending checklist. Like, did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? Because once I do all these things, I'll be happy. Once I check all these things off my list, once I accomplish all these things, when I get that raise, when I get that car, when I get that perfect partner who loves me in my heart, I'm going to be happy. and we don't give ourselves license to be happy before then. It's like, we can't be happy until all those things happen. And that's just a crock. It's just, it's such a lie. It's this like crazy story that we've been telling ourselves for so long that we forgot that it was just a story. And for me, finding these tiny moments of joy, it's really been life-changing. I mean, it's really been life-changing. I think like most of us, I've had moments, if not years of my life, that have been so heavy, I felt I couldn't carry it. And finding that it's okay to have joy, even when things aren't perfect, has been, it's been really instrumental in making my life so much better than it was.
That's such an important line. It's okay to have joy when things aren't perfect, because I feel right now many people are experiencing this massive amount of fear, massive amount of imperfection. Life is not going any way the way they thought it would. And oftentimes, fear especially is such an addicting emotion, right? And it's such a addicting, not as a solitary being, but also as a community. We will community bond over it. And when we're in that throw of addiction with fear, we can sometimes forget that there is an alternative, there's another choice. And just recognizing that it is okay to choose something other than fear. It's okay to choose happiness, or it's okay to choose joy. That's such an important piece for people to take away.
Yeah, agreed.
Will you tell us a little bit about the rocks and the story behind the rocks?
Yeah, I would love to. So that everyone listening to this knows, Jesse once on our first physical meeting helped me to commit a misdemeanor. And we, I call it liberating rocks, but we liberated some rocks from a public location that I will not disclose, but they were perfect and very paintable. So, quick backstory, I started painting rocks a handful of years ago. There was some 100 days challenge going around the internet where you're supposed to create whatever you create for 100 days and post a picture of it to kind of keep yourself honest in your creativity. So I was just kind of painting a bit on some rocks, or maybe I'd write one or two words like breathe or relax or love or whatever, which was fine. I mean, I'm not dismissing that. I was really enjoying that. And, you know, I was posting them on Instagram and, you know, my 12 friends were liking them or loving them or whatever. And I was very content with that. And I can't remember exactly when, but I started to just get a little more honest with it. So I started to write things that were more than a word or two. And then I was writing a little more about them too. I was saying, you know, today's rock, you know, maybe says breathe. And I'm writing this because I really understood yesterday that I was not breathing my way through life. And I was having this challenge or that challenge. And I was getting really honest about it because, again, there were 12 people reading and it was just not that big of a deal what I share. Like, who cares what you share with the 12 people that you know? And the more honest I got, I saw a really interesting thing happening. I saw people that I did not know who were showing up on my page. And I saw people from all over the world liking things and responding to things. And it's not that it's a numbers game. You know, it's nothing in life is a numbers game. But when you're looking to see how you're connecting with people, sometimes that's a little barometer of what's happening. And I started to see that, you know, instead of 12 people liking it, there were 70 people, and then there were 100. And then all of a sudden, there's 2,000 people who are looking at these things. And it's because I was getting honest about the sticky parts about life and also finding joy in that. And that was really interesting to me. You know, it's this thing that we all know to be true. The more honest we are, the more we can connect. The more we hide our true selves, the more we feel like people only love us for the shell that we're putting out there. And so even if we get all these friends, like we put this great face out there and we only post the good pictures and we tell the good stories and there's all these people who like us, we know it's fake. Like, we know in our hearts that it's fake. Until they see us when we're crying, until they see us when we're down on our knees with grief, until we tell them, I screamed at my children today until my voice was raw. I did that. I've done that, people. I've done that. Like, until you can let that out, you can't connect with people. And connecting with people is, I think, why we're here. So would you like to see some rocks, Jesse?
Yes.
So this is actually one of the first ones I ever made. I don't know if you'll be able to see it very well, but this one says, don't dull your sparkle. And I love this one because it, to me, this one speaks about whatever your weirdness is, whatever your creativity is, or maybe your weirdness is that you're very quiet and you're like a little church mouse and that's just how you live and that's fine. Like, whatever your thing is, I think we just need to give ourselves license to be that thing, to feel that thing, to just rock it. You know, maybe you're quiet, maybe you're loud, maybe you dress from Ann Taylor Loft, maybe you're wearing ripped jeans, maybe you're wearing a bikini top all the time and just letting it all hang out. Like, who cares? Who cares? I just want to give everyone license to kind of do their thing and to see what that is. This is also one of the older ones. This will be a little hard to see. This one says, "Show me your courage and I'll show you mine," which I really like. It sounds just a little bit dirty, but I like the idea of people getting a little courageous, you know, like I know, you know, Jesse, the first time you and I got to hang out in person, I feel like we just are those people who I think can talk to anyone anyway, but I felt so at ease with our conversation. I felt like we weren't having small talk. We weren't talking about the weather or, you know, whatever. We just got right in there and talked about the real things and the ugly things in our relationships and our childhood. And it was so rad. It was so rad to just have a connection with a person without all of this pretense of like, let me let you know how cool I am first. And like, make sure to see how pretty I am and how perfect everything is. Like, we just didn't do that. We've never done that, which I love about UPS. But I think the more we can do that and just be courageous with the people around us, the more we win. I just have one more I want to show you. I can show you more later. But this one is actually... So this one says, ask better questions. So this one is actually, this is a quote from one of my favorite authors. There's this author, Cheryl Strayed. Most people know her. She wrote the book that became the movie Wild that Reese Witherspoon starred in. But Cheryl Strayed was, before that, the host of a really amazing advice column. She was like the secret voice behind this advice column where people wrote in with actual real life problems. And she poured her heart out back at them. I mean, just opened up her soul to help connect with them. And I can't even remember the question that someone wrote in with, but I believe it was WTF, which I won't say because I respect her show, but someone literally just wrote in like WTF. And she answered this huge, long, amazing thing. And she's like, you know, the F is how you're looking at this and the F is how you're looking at that. And the F is your life. And if the best question that you have is WTF, and you haven't dug in deeper to see what's really going on, you need to ask better questions because the F is your life. It's your life. And I love the idea of asking better questions. Like, if you're feeling sad because someone broke up with you, are you really sad because they broke up with you? Or are you sad because your dad was never around? You know, if you're feeling upset that you didn't get the promotion, are you upset you didn't get the promotion? Or do you think that guy who got it instead of you really doesn't deserve it? And you're wondering if maybe it's because you're a girl and he's a guy or he's older, he's younger. Like, we have to ask better questions to get to what's going on because that can get us to joy. Like, that gets us from blah to joy.
Yeah. You guys, there is so much unbelievable wisdom that was just shared there. And I encourage you to rewatch this. And I want to draw attention to just a couple of things. You mentioned with the Sparkle Rock that about, you're not caring so much about what people think. I think one of the great gifts that can come from fear is it starts to put things in a very myopic context, right? Oftentimes we care so much about others because we have the luxury and privilege of living such blessed lives that we can consume a lot of our thoughts with seemingly inconsequential things like how many likes I get, what brand I'm wearing, whatnot, how I, you know, how does my hair look, all those types of things. And when we're in a state of fear because we're afraid of, whether it's afraid of running out of toilet paper or literally afraid of our lives or afraid of losing our financial life, whatever that is, we notice in those moments that we're not so consumed by the other BS that used to consume us, right? How many likes I'm getting, all those types of things. And so I would encourage you all to give yourselves permission to consider, what could I start caring less about? You know, be reflective during this time, because what I hear Alicia also saying is when you clear out that kind of clutter, which I think she's going to show something that will speak to that, you create space to bring more joy. The second thing with that is asking questions. Fear thrives on statements, right? Fear thrives on when we just make a big statement, a broad generalization, and then there's nothing with it. So we accept that. Alicia tells me that I should be afraid, and then I accept it. Versus if I ask myself the question, say, well, you know, I feel afraid right now, what can I do to change that? Now it invites a path of discovery. I really encourage you. And the other thing that she does that's so incredible is notice these rocks. And I just wanted to come back to it. I've seen her leave these rocks. She gives them as gifts to people. And what's incredible, like, these are rocks you literally go pick up outside. Now she's gotten to be quite a connoisseur of them, where she has certain ones she has because it works with the paints and whatnot. I have literally seen people moved to tears by the reception of a rock from her, because it's the simplicity of it, but the genuineness of it. it literally stirs that person's soul and is exactly what they need in the moment. And so for so many of you might now who might feel like you're at home or you're not able to work, and so you don't know what to do or what to do, what you can do, and you want to help, look at the rock as a metaphor, right? It's something simple, it's something accessible, but it's something so unbelievably impactful. And I encourage you all to take that away from it, is you have that ability to make that soul-stirring impact that Alicia makes every day as she shares these rocks with people, whether it's a friend that she knows or she leaves them for strangers in coffee shops and whatnot. And there's these people come and gravitate towards her because her message is so genuine and sincere. And so consider that for yourself. You know, how can you show up from a place of genuineness and sincerity to help your fellow human during this time? And, you know, what's your rock? What's your kind of rock that you can use to bring people joy?
I love that idea, Jesse. I think I would add to, if I may.
Yes, please.
I used to really gravitate towards people like us when I would go to give out rocks. Like, you can kind of tell the people who are like gooey and emotional and open and, you know, just kind of like are kind of weirdos. You can tell. And I used to always
gravitate. All our secrets now, gooey and emotional.
Sorry, I am gooey. Jesse is a statue of humanity. I'm very gooey people. I apologize. But you know what I mean? Like, you can tell like your kind of people. And I used to not try to like give these randomly to people in public who looked like just very put together. You know, the people who were wearing the Ann Taylor Loft clothes or the people who were driving the excessively expensive cars or had like the really amazingly cut hair. Like, I didn't give them to them. And it's not because I didn't think they deserved them at all. It's because I thought they wouldn't want them. I thought that their lives are so put together. There was no like ridiculous little rock that I had that these people would need. Like, how could they possibly need a rock that I painted? It's like garbage to them. And I decided to push myself out of that comfort zone and start approaching the people in the $200 leggings and the people with the really nice earrings. And I found that every single one of them was happy to have the interaction and that they almost, you could see them like crumble a little bit. And I think we forget that the people who look really perfect, so many people think they have it together, they don't even try to reach out to help.
Yes.
And those people who look so perfect and so together can be so lonely. And it's not because they're pushing people away. It's because perfectly nice people like me are deciding for them that they don't need my interaction. So as all of this is going on and we're all like freaking out and panicking or whatever, that person, you know, who's got it all together, like maybe it's that mom at school, maybe it's that dude at work, maybe like whoever, that person who's like so pulled together, text them and see how they're doing. It might be the only text they've gotten all week. It might be the only person who has thought the perfect person might be freaking out right now too. And you could be a lifeline to them. I mean, just a lifeline.
God, that's so true. So true. In the interest of time, because I want to try to keep these to 20 minutes and not, I know I appreciate everybody's attention span and whatnot. Three tips, Alicia, for bringing or creating more joy in our life during this time, especially. Many of us are in lockdown. We may not be able to go and do the things we want to do. We might have our day-to-day life altered as we know it. So if we're spending more time within our four walls, what are some things that we can do daily, hourly, whatever that is, to bring more joy into our day-to-day life?
Yeah, absolutely. So I could come up with a million, but I'm gonna limit it to three because I respect you. So something that my kids and I actually did yesterday that was so cool and so joyful, we have a lot of sidewalk chalk and we took it around our neighborhood and we drew smiley faces in front of every house. And it was little, it helped the kids mm-hmm. understand that, you know, we can't talk to these people right now, we can't hug them, we can't touch them, but we can leave them a little smile. So we just literally left a smile for all of our neighbors and that was fun. That was super fun. I loved it. I am very much into writing, like pen on paper, which I know a lot of people don't do anymore, but this is a great time to send a card to someone. If you don't have stamps in your house, you can actually order stamps from USPS.com. You don't have to go to the post office to get them. If you have a printer at home, you can actually print stamps, but for less than 50 cents, you can mail happiness to someone. Like, you can literally mail a piece of happiness to someone. And for anyone who's interested, the coronavirus has been shown to barely stay on paper for very long. So very safe way to do it. You can even end with like, hey, wash your hands after you get this card to, you know, make sure they're fine. But and then something that always makes me very happy, I'm really into candles. Jesse, I was talking to you about this beforehand, but I think that supporting small businesses is so important right now. It's going to help them get through and it's also going to make us feel good. So one of my favorite candles, I have a friend who makes these amazing candles. This one is phenomenal. You can read it yourselves, people. But her name is Michelle Jesse. The name of her business is Pagan Potions. You can find it on Etsy or Amazon. But she basically takes these like delicious herbs and spices and essential oils and crystals and magic and love and puts them into these candles that smell like goodness. And I can't go see all the people I want, but I can make my house smell good. Like, you can make this place that is your space for right now feel as good as you can. You can do some yoga. You can take some deep breaths. You can high five your dog. Like, just find ways to be happy. And if you can't find a way to be happy, look me up on Instagram. We can chat. We'll figure it out. I'm all about the figuring out happy.
Yeah, I'll make sure, Alicia, right after we're done, message me your links you want me to include, and then I'll put them wherever everything gets posted afterwards, and we'll make sure everybody has an ability to access you. But I don't know about all you. I certainly feel happier and more joyful, and this is what a few minutes with Alicia is like. I encourage you to, you know, look her up, follow her along, check her out on social, wherever that is. And I think, like she said, she could give you a million. So those of you who are looking for some extra ways to bring joy, God, that idea of doing the chalk for your neighbors, I could just imagine your family out there and what that must be for people. That's incredible. And I think that's the wonderful part about humanity, is we have this opportunity right now to really step up and bring our magic to the world, bring those little sprinklings of joy to others. And Alicia, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to be here, and I appreciate you sharing some of your magic and your gifts with all of us. I know not only have you brought more joy to me, but whomever is going to be watching this, I think that you've just sprinkled quite a bit of joy around the world. So thank you for this.
Right back at you, Jesse. I always enjoy our time together. And I know that this whole series that you do is going to be so uplifting for people who are, yeah, trapped in their house and waiting for a way to find some goodness in it. So I so appreciate you from human to human for doing this.
Awesome. Let's finish up with a social distance high five and a social distance hug. All right, Alicia, take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse. Bye.